so badly. I love you so badly.
Ghost of a Dance with you. Yeah. No. It's terrible. Sound. Terrible voice today. That's all right. Who cares? I don't care.
I don't care.
Make it adjusted music. Looks like I got a stupid thing installed. Because that motherboard. So you automatically, right now, like they automatically install stuff. Like Windows. What the? Wait a second. I'm gonna check. Something like a start with an H. No, it's not there. Okay. Maybe it didn't install. A. Pain in the butt. Anyway. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Yeah. No. Smoke on the water. No. Stairway to heaven. No. Sunshine of my love. Sunshine of your love. No, what's the other one? I forgot the other one. Yeah, when you go to the music store, don't ever play those songs. They'd be like, get out. It's great. I remember those signs. No Stairway to Heaven. Like, with the guitar section, it's like, never play that. You never come back. And I played it once. I was like, asked the manager who I knew. I was like, hey, can I play it? He's like, yeah, that's sure. Just a little bit, sorry. Hey, Elon. Is appointed to the board of directors. Nice. Snick it, but six. Significant improvement. So he's on. He should put a rules there. Yeah, you know, no smoke on water. No hysteria to heaven on Twitter at all. That's those on the off. Get it off. No. The only people who can play those songs are either Led Zeppelin or Deep Purple. The only guitar player who can play that song is Ritchie Blackmore. Or Jimmy Page. That's it. Everybody else? Yeah, no. Never played that song again. Uh-oh. Jet fuel is out. Nobody gonna be flying. Nobody gonna be driving. We're gonna do. We're gonna make electric jets. Or you could play. They could make plasma jets. Based on the hydrogen. Can you? Like super compressed hydrogen and electricity, get a boom the jet out back. Oh no, just turboprops. They can make electric turboprops. They can make, if you take it to that, that means they can do the hydrogen cell turboprop. Really propping. Didn't start making those quadcopters. taxis, quadcopter taxis, and just vertical go take off and go. Why don't people do that? Because they're lazy. They don't want to do that. Do they want to do that? I don't know. I think people are lazy. Just like me, I was thinking about, no, I wish I had that Philips automated espresso thing. Where is it? Let's see. Philips 32,000 fully automatic espresso machine with latte go. I made a latte, sort of like a latte macchiato today. Sort of not. But you know what? Imagine a machine can do that. Just press a button, just put milk, put beans. I just press a button, like a few minutes later. Like, holy cow. Like a coffee shop style coffee. Damn. Laziness. You can do this manually. I don't want to do manually. I'm going to press a button. That's what happened to us. I mean, how many buttons you push? How many screens are you touching today on your phone? The apps. Your app, that app does. How many mouse click? I'm surprised the left click never ever dies. More of my mouse ever had. Left click always works. It's the other stuff breaks down. It's like, holy cow, man. What kind of switch they have there now? I have once replaced the switch, but that was a right button, not left. I took another mouse when it went out of style. Took the switch from there and restarted onto the new one. Well, now it's old one, but it works. Here's something. Mr. Actor, comedian, leadership. Zelensky, reject German security proposal before a Russian invasion. What did he reject? And there's a whole bunch of news with the Hunter Biden, and they're gonna try to get the president. And Hillary's in trouble too, so. They're letting them go. Get those guys, yeah. We're gonna run. The other guys. They're gonna run. They're like, no, I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. And eventually, well, the paper comes up. Here's a whole communication where you were involved. Ooh, what are you gonna do? It's like, ooh, snap. Oh, I gotta add the. I got Sue stamp. I don't have a Ooh stamp. But I did some clips. Let me go find them. Ah, boy. Fun. Where is it? Where is the clips? Where did I put those things? Bim, 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 bim. Oh, wow. I don't know where it is. Could it be a... Oh, it could be a Bobby. popping boulder when an image sits somewhere. So they're nice and neat. Well, here it goes. But I have another folder with audio. Pain a butt. No. Filing stuff. Okay, here we go. Clips. I can do a quick one too. With a just snap. Ooh, snap. It's not hard. I got the I got what the, okay, how many files can I? Only one at a time. Okay. Do 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 do. I'm gonna try to do this stupid ooh snap thing. Gotta take the lawsuit out. I'll sue everybody. Yeah, today is a boring day. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, snap!
Okay. I don't know if... I think you guys heard it, but I cannot hear it. Okay. This is called this ooh snap, not soo snap. Okay, now upload now, plus in it. All right, got a whole bunch of like sound clips.
Oh snap,
get you guys out of here. Shut up.
Got Sonny Chiba in there too. That's the best.
Shut up!
Who's they?
Shut up!
Who's they?
Shut up!
Who's they?
Shut up!
Yay. Will win pardon for Hunter and James by you're gonna try it. It takes some work. If they're gonna do it, let them do it. It's be the whole world will know they're hypocrites. They already know they're. I got the cinnamon bun thing today. Making weird voices, weird sounds. Nom nom nom. Nom nom nom. So, Wells, I don't know. I'm looking at the news right now. I'm just, well. So whatever it is. It is. Well, Chiefs does solicit funds from Hunter Biden. See? Everybody's linked. They're gonna get busted. Maybe one shot. First person, then It's gonna be a shock to everybody else. You're done. You're done, all of you. Horror claims. Here we go. From the zone. This is just so much war. Not just, I'm not talking about the physical, I'm talking about the information. It's like, we don't even know. Is it real? It's true? It's not true? What is it? Well, where? What? Well, you know what? Yesterday I said, yesterday's podcast, that's it. Supply and demand. Yeah, just supply them. Crazy. Maybe not crazy. Or maybe it is. It's true. It doesn't matter. True or false. There's no accountability. So you just, hey, just planning. We just make it up as we go. And we got lazy, right? Like lazy pushing buttons, pushing mouse click. Old days, you had to work your butt off to get something delivered. Or you have to go buy something, buy a part. I remember before, like Amazon, you had to buy computer parts. You had to go to a computer warehouse, computer store. Tell them I need this part and say we don't have this, let me order from my vendor. Okay, and they order it, they have to go back again and get it fixed or get the part, you fix it yourself. There was a fair amount, like it took longer time. Now everything's instant. It's like click 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 click, you can pay them. Anything with a phone can do this, do that, and it's gone to that. It's convenient. Is it good, bad? I don't know. I'd say, you know, of course, good and bad. Everything sort of easier. You can order stuff like, oh, I need this now. It'll be here in 3 days. Well, like, if you're in the membership, be like, you'll be here tomorrow. I'm like, okay. That's nice. It left me a lot of time to do what? Wonder. What with this automation stuff? Make work go faster, then you got plenty of time to absorb the ample supply of information in texts and video and audio. Then you just information overload all the time. Whoa, right? Pictures, people's posts, and virtual signaling, echo chambers. It's just ample supply of that. Because there's ample demand for that. We got programmed. We got programmed in this whole system. Whether it's good or bad, I mean, it's up to you. Like yesterday, this podcast has said, if you have one thing that you know that this is me, I'm this. This is from internal. I can keep. That makes you human. Well, maybe feel like human. Then you have something. You have a skill set that's not computer based, and you harness it. You got something. But you, 24/7, you're going to look at a blue screen all day. You're being programmed. Guess what? They programmed you. You can't lie down. Now let go. Hands off. Go do something else. No. No. I must take a picture of everybody. Everything. I gotta post it so I get my daily, not endorphins, but daily, what's that thing? Whatever that thing is. Dopamine. Good daily dopamine. The mass dopamine, because everybody else is doing it. You're doing it, and you mix all things together. That energy, right? All that energy, I get absorbed and now I feel good. Just like with the, I was looking at the news yesterday about Madonna doing some weird stuff. And there was something wrong with her mental thing, but she got you talking, didn't she? She got her endure. She got her morphing of the day, or whatever the whatever thing. Not morphing, but she got it. She got the energy from you. Are you saying she's weird? But that's all you. If you think about that, she was, in the beginning, she was shocking, and people were like, oh, talk about, and then that energy. She knew how to harness that energy. I knew that when she was young, and just more. No. Until the... She was getting a lot until that one show she did where she dressed up as, you know, like really, like, whoa, wearing the horns, and she fell off stage. You know how much they practiced that thing? How did she fall off stage? After that, it just, oh, you're irrelevant. It was weird. That one was weird. I saw a part of it. I just saw the part of when she fell. I'm like, okay. And the audience is kind of like, oh. And people start talking weird. Like how weird she was. It's like, ooh.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Ooh, snap. Career. Done. No. I think after, how many years? Then she had the Botox. People will say, no, I'm talking Madonna as an example. There's more than Madonna. There's a whole bunch of them out there. It's like, the older generation, it's like, why can't you grow gracefully? But there's some people just can't do it because they got so, their soul sucked in all this energy. It's like, I want more. It's almost like, I guess it could be like, some people say vampires. Yeah, sort of like that. But it just, you're an energy sucker. That's what you are. And there are people around my family who are the energy suckers. What they do is suck energy, suck, and then they get energy. It's like, yeah, they were happy. A few hours later, he's depressed, going back to their own. It's like, ooh. But for the people who I know used to be like that, then they start practicing the inner, inner works. Yeah, I guess you can call that. I start practicing that yoga, meditation, different type of breathing and stuff. They changed. Don't really need that energy. I was like, yeah, I don't know. You were sucking it, man. they realize, I was like, oh my God. And if you just like, oh, sorry. No, you don't have to be sorry. You just, hey, you did that. But I have to say sorry because you were being a jerk. So, hey, you're being a jerk. I'm not going to talk to you until you come back. Wake up. If you can't wake up, well, then I don't know. Yeah. It's like that. What else is there? Mercedes has a new car. It's limited edition by Virgil Abloh. Nice. Do I need a Mercedes? No. Why? Why get a Mercedes? When you can get the GR. Toyota. It's sick. That car sales is like going crazy. The Toyota Corolla GR. Corolla. It's a turbo. There's a hatchback version. There's a sedan version. That thing is selling like crazy. Everybody want it. You want that? Everybody want that stick shift. Let me see. I got up to 500 horsepower. Wow. It's pretty big for little cars. But they're doing it. They're doing it. And it's great. JDMs. Everybody loves JDMs. I like to get. I'd like to find an AEA 86 Twin-O, Apex Twin-O. Love to get them, but they're hard to find. You find one, you might have to like do a lot of work with that. So, I don't know. Rather just get something maybe like 1 or 2 years old. Used. And guess, not fix it, but make sure the performance is okay. Bring to a mechanic. Make sure it's okay. It's great. Now I'm gonna drive it. I'm gonna break it in. If it's not breaking in properly, I'm gonna break it in properly. Yeah, cars for cars. Man, then somebody mentioned about the TV show F1 something. Let me see. F1. I forgot what it was. Some TV show, but it's a sort of like documentary or something similar. F1 drivers or something. I can't find it. Oops. But this is really good. So maybe I'll look into it. Because I like F1s. The newest one, it's not bad. I like the really, really old ones. Old school, like 70s. You know, old MP. McLaren Pros. Prototypes. They're fun. Until somebody knocks your wheel off or knocks the front wing off, then you just no control whatsoever. That hasn't happened yet. with me. And the same reasons. Usually the driver is pretty good. They don't try to knock you out. There's quite a few that do that, but by accident. Because they don't understand the car yet. But I love those things. I love it's like F1. Because really, it's just engine and with wheels on. It's like a go-kart. You walk in. You sit there. And you're like, oh. And you start engine, start whining. It's like, if this thing crashed against the wall, it's over. So you better not. And they're expensive too. Starlink rival aims to put 4.3 million pounds in orbit, bringing regulatory walls in spotlight. Really? SpaceX? So SpaceX, they're going to switch to the spaceship thing. It's not going to be the capsule. It's going to use the other one. Wow, that's nice. Nice. I'm thinking about, like, if I want to open a coffee shop, I would like to open it, but with a factory, is Tesla factory or SpaceX somewhere, or like the tech company like TSMC somewhere. Let's have a little coffee shop. A little crate thing, and just pull the table inside, you take it off, wipe it down, but and just get one of these Philip machines. No, actually get an espresso machine and get the barista or something. And maybe the barista doing this. Or just like, here's the coffee, take the money and the till or I have like one of those, whatever, iPad thing. Swipe. And have a little toaster. No, can go back, can make all the pastries ahead of time, just warm it up a little bit. Hey. Check this out. We got food, coffee, you want chat? I'll chat with you. Or just serve regular coffee. So do you have an espresso? No. We have a pouring. Can make those little hard things. I know. Don't know how to do hearts yet. If I was the only person working, yeah, I'll be like, I don't know how to do hearts. Sorry. I'll try. I'll give it a shot. But then you can go to barista schools to learn how to do it correctly. Of course, it's not that hard. I've done it once or twice, but because I'm not using a steam, I'm using oat milk. Oat milk is fine. The extra creamy oat milk, you can get it fuzzy. You can get that fuzziness to stay. I mean, right now, this thing is still fuzzy. Usually, with the milk, regular milk, froth milk, the froth would be gone by now. But oh, for some reason, creamy oat will stay up a long time. It has better taste. It has vitamin D too. So it's good for you. Good for us. Good for me. Good for you. Right? Good for me. Good for you. I'm gonna do a legal.
Get your ass out of here! Shut up!
Who's they? I need. Now I need this stupid thing. TC Helicon has it, but I think I need the. What is that thing? The. Elgato, the Elgato one with the buttons on it. I got too many. I have so many clips. I remember so many movies, different lines, and I'm like, no, I can just clip them. And since I'm not taking any money in, I don't care if you pay for it or don't pay, or you whatever. It's like, I don't care about that stuff. Give me money. Give me money. So I don't want you to give me money. I don't need money. I don't have to worry about money. Actually, my doctor told me, it's like, don't worry about money. Because the more you worry, the less you get. I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't think about it. Don't need to think about that. You know, since that's that on my podcast, I guess I can use any clips. If Poppy and say, oh, he can't use, he cannot use whatever. Like I said, it's fair share. Well, no, can't use it. Then I'll do what? No, Agenda does. Alan Curry. Oh, God. I can go ask. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Go ask. Hey, how do you do this? What kind of software using, kind of podcast, kind of website you need, or something else, and just there you go, boom, get a podcast going. But I think Popping is good. Popping's been cool about lots of stuff. Yeah, today I'm just like, it's like this song by Frank. I don't stand a ghost chance. So there was if somebody came to me. What? We need you to do something. I'm like, oh God, come back like an hour, please. I'm like, I don't feel like doing nothing. This is kind of day. I did wake up early though, 4 o'clock. That's where I found out what the news about the Healy and Eden's Brandon's, all that stuff, all the good stuff, and all the deep end stuff. I'm like, whoa, some deep end stuff. It's like, whoa, but then it's just whatever. It is. How do you say that in French? No, it is what it is. So it is. So like, le fait. That'll be my cafe. I'm going to call it somewhere. Yeah, or something. You know, oh, I gotta get that clip now with a John Wick. Yeah, that one. I want that as a coffee shop. You wanna go? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, you wanna go there? Yeah, let's go. Yeah, why not? It's a, what you call a meme for me is, it's like, it's just, moment. I like this, moment. Like, God, why did, so corny. Corniest thing ever to think about. Is corny even a word? For kids today, do they even know what that means? Oh boy. Da, 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 da. Man, two MacBook Air with a notch before you launch, but step with no Face ID. That's good. I don't want Face ID. I'll tape that thing. But they're gonna make a color thing. I wish that company would come back. But they can repaint the whole case. So I want something else on there. I want some rusty metal. I have a friend who did it. So he took the whole thing apart, the old MacBooks, took the shell off, and put like salt, I forgot what it was, and just let it sit outside for a little bit, and it got rusted, and ended up sanding off in the smooth a little bit, then took a matte clear coat, went and sprayed the whole thing. It's like, then pull it back together. When I saw it first time, I'm like, can you do this again? It's like, no, not doing that again. It's a pain in the butt. It's like, man, I love this. I love the rustic feel of it. It's like, it's beautiful. Do the artwork. It's art. It's electronics art. It's a museum piece. I think it still has it, but I don't use it. I use mine now just for playing music. I have two giant speakers. They're, I think I said that a few podcasts ago. I can't remember what the brand was. Now I know it's Boss. You know, like the Boss system. I got the two big. I think they're from '80s, late '80s. They're reference studio things, speakers, they're big, roughly two and a half feet high, pretty wide, like a foot and a half wide, and a foot and a half deep, but the sound that comes out of that thing, just even Steven, it's perfect, it just need an amp. I have a 2 preamp on it, but because I like that little more mids than high. But even just put straight audio into it, a good audio file, or a source like Final Records. It's like, oh. That's why you have a living room with the speakers. Not headphones. Irreplaceable sound. Even with my beer dimes, when I put it on, it's nice. It's better than this earplugs. But the sound coming out, live speakers, just nothing like it. That's why I love it. Love those old school stuff. Old tube. If you can find them. It's the best. Let me see. Steam Deck quarter two order email already goes out. It's filling up to ramp up shipment. Good. Because I'm supposed to be quarter three. It said, like, okay. Because I ordered the one with the most, the maximum stuff. More of it come with the perks. I want the perks. Yeah, I want that perks. And I want to see if it can play Cyberpunk 27700, or even a Assetto Corsa, or a motorcycle game. As far as Second Life, no. I don't know. I'll try it, but I don't think so. Let's see, when was the last time on Second Life? I had a request from someone Friday to do Sunday. They want an old person I knew who made cars also. wanted something, a little thing up with this scripting. Like, it was simple. I did it 2 seconds, done. I'll give you some of this inward money. It's like, I got too much. I don't know what to do with. It's true. There's a lot. I don't take it out ever. I took it out once to test. I was just, okay. But I never took it out. Never again. It's just like, I don't need it. Just keep it in there. And I'll give it out to people who make cool stuff. Give them some bonus or tips. Give people tips. If they make really cool sims, you go in, you're like, wow, this cool area you're making. I'll give you tips. So I went into that. More good projects and good stuff. Good creative stuff. That's it. No, but never took it out. After the first time, it was like, I don't need to. Like I said, the Star Chart thing, before I even knew, I never read about them, about your star charts with the moons and whatever, suns, Mercury, whatever. I read the whole thing and just like, wow, knew it. So every time I worry about money, I didn't get any. But every time it's like, I don't need to worry about that. And the money comes. Like, hey. And I learned that a long time ago. That just, no, you're just going to do things, go about my business without worrying about that. If somebody said, hey, what about us? I have whatever. It'd be fine. Don't worry, God. People. You're dragging me down. Yeah, I just, no, don't need it. Never. Yesterday's podcast, there were 2 or 3 people there. One of them keeps coming back with the name is like some weird. Something like typing in. Person keep like firing things. So I'm not sure. I guess it's real. I don't know if it's a real person. Because this person asked the same questions last couple of times. So I'm thinking this is a bot. They give me 5 points, but I don't care. It's 5 brownie points or whatever. I'm not biggest podcast out there. And I'm not making money. I'm not most popular. I don't care about that. In the beginning, the first podcast I did on here and on Spreaker. And I stated, it's like, this is about me. If you like it, don't, you don't. Don't listen. That's it. It's great. So Monday, everybody gets on podcast, and the next couple of days, just, well, you're talking about same stuff over and over again. Yeah, I don't know what to do. If I found something new, I'll fill it in. You want politics, go hang out with other podcasters talking about. Plenty of podcasters talking about politics and stuff. Need plenty of just talk about electronics stuff. I want to talk about stuff I want to talk about, which is everything. I could jump to one subject to another. I don't really need to stay in one spot. Why should I stay in one spot? So plenty. Plenty of supplies of things around the world. Don't you know? It's an ample supply of things to talk about. Why talk about same stuff? Right? Even, you know, people don't like it. You shouldn't think about it. Oh my God, I gotta apologize. I gotta do this. Oh, I'm gonna lose my... See, that's when you get famous on YouTube, get millions of views. You start making money from that. If you did something wrong and they don't like it, you're down, right? Not making money. So, my thing is just like, no, when you get up there, find another way to make income. Because now you can market yourself. How do I market this? Let me make a product. Why don't I take something like, say, I watch Lou later. Lou is unboxed by therapy a lot. And you know, Lou, when he started the show, he was making, you know, unboxed all that stuff. But then he started doing this later case stuff. So he has a product. So, and he started doing other products, some shirts and stuff. That's another income, right? So if the show tanks, he has a way to get out, keep going. And that's what a lot of people have to think about. When you get on YouTube, you get on podcasts, you want to get to the point where, you know, you're like, yeah, I'm up here. Now what? Just keep going. Keep talking crap until I pee off somebody, you know, until somebody says,
shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't I just find something else, make a t-shirt or make something, make some art, maybe make NFTs or maybe something else, right? You could just do something else with it. And there are a lot of podcasters do coffee stuff, their own brand. They own, like, they go to some brand and say, hey, can you make me a special thing? And I'll, you know, try to get you business. They do that too. And the people who sell products, welders, right? Just advertising. So there's, when you get up there, you gotta think something else, just in case. Always have that plan back your head. It's like, if this thing fails, what am I gonna do? I think that's the best approach to anything, any business, anything you want to do with your life that involves being famous. Even without being famous, just being making a lot of money on this one thing. It's like, even like when you get to the point where you're working, where your business become the same, on the same path every day, every year, so it's the same, we're doing the same exact thing. You gotta start after the first year, the second year, you start repeating. In the middle of the second year, you gotta start thinking, like, expand something else, just in case this doesn't work. Right, that's being smart. A lot of companies don't do that. See so many companies fail, so many people failed miserably, and then they complain. You meet them bars and places. You know, Dan, I used to do this. I was the number one. Say, yeah, but you're not number one anymore. It's like, yeah, I know. So why not? Why not number one? What are you doing now? Oh, I'm just doing the regular work at restaurants, waitress, McDonald's, coffee shops. Just do this, the manual labor. So, like, oh, well, can you just do it again? Try to go up. There's like, no, there's plenty of people above me now doing the same exact thing. That's happened a lot. I met a lot of people like that. They cannot expand. This is it. It's like, this is it. That's what you know. Well, the stuff you know, you can take this and redirect it towards the other direction. Can you? Because it's the same skill set, just different. material. And a lot of them, some of them listen, the others like never listen. No, it can't just make, it's almost like a virtual signal. They want people to like, feel sad about them. And they get the morphing endorphins, whatever that you bring. People say, oh, poor dude, poor me. And they get the, even though they look sad and it's like, but they get that. Just like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I said about, you know, who, you just have to rewind and listen. Yeah. These energies, there's an ample supply of that energy around, but you have to be careful how to use it. Definitely. Okay. Anyway, what am I going to do? I think I went over time. Yeah, I did overtime already. So, the dude, Sean. Hey, the dude. Dude. Oh, I got to get the dude. 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 I got to get dude in there. I got to get the clips. I think maybe today I'll find all the clips. Or something. But before I go, I must play this.
Who's they?
Who's they? But they said we must do this, do a thing like this, and we gotta, man, no, we gotta, yeah, do all that stuff, and then, you know, plunder the public and plunder the money system and everything, because they say so.
Who's they?
That who's they? Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna go. So have a wonderful Tuesday of April 5th, 2022. I don't know. Ponder on things a little bit today about this energy system, like human energy, our soul energy, like ponder on that and think about something. How do you think about expanding? That's a good thing to keep in mind. No, I'm working on this right now. Can I take this skill set and expand it to a bigger realm? Or another realm of it? Can you do something else? Because a lot of things are very common. It's like, hey, I can probably do this thing. It's like, you know, some people say, I play video games all day. Yeah, you can review video games, right? You can do a podcast. And people say, oh, there's so many people up there. It's like, nobody, just start. There's so many people doing podcasts. I'm doing podcasts. Me, Adam Curry has been doing podcasts since, who knows? So what? Just do it. And keep doing it. Keep expanding to something else. And that's the part. How do I expand? So maybe anybody who's listening, try to think that way. Like, how do I expand bigger? Not really. It just expand to something else I never thought of. Yeah, why not? Right? Okay, so this is it. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back tomorrow. Ciao.